Granny, Zerman, I believe that's her name.
Aye, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, Shore. This is Lyman Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, one more day has rolled around with no news about Abner's missing wife and daughter. The old fellows have checked the railroad and bus stations at the county seat. They've consulted the police. In fact, they followed every clue they've been able to dig up. But nowhere can they find any information about Elizabeth and Little Pearl. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store in the library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Abner! Hey, Abner, looky here.
Huh?
It's a letter for you.
A letter?
Yeah, just now picked it up at the post office.
I dog it. Who's it for?
I just told you it's for you.
Who's it from?
Well, I reckon it's from your brother-in-law, Ed. The postmark says Texas, and it ain't Elizabeth, right?
Texas? I dog it. That's him, all right. Well, hurry up, Mom. Open it up. Read it to me.
You read it. It's your letter, not mine.
Well, I can't read at a time like this. Go ahead and I'll read it for me, Mom, please.
Read it, read it. Yeah,
go ahead, read it, read it. Now, I'll find out where Elizabeth
is. I'm going to
tell her to come right back home.
Actually, I believe I'll do it
right now. Where's some writing paper? I'm going to answer that letter.
Well, wait a minute. Wait till you hear the letter before you answer.
Yeah.
You don't know what it says, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah. Oh, hurry up, read it, Mom, read it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Go ahead,
Dear Abner.
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's starts out. Dear Abner.
Oh, well, that's it, all right. That's the way he always starts out. I start mine different to him, though. I say, Dear Ed, that's what I say.
Dear Abner, received your letter telling us that Elizabeth and Little Pearl was coming here to visit us.
Well?
However, we must have misunderstood your letter because so far they have not arrived.
Not arrived? Well, they've had plenty of time to get there.
We have met every train for the last 3 days but have not saw them.
Well, he don't have to meet every train. Just the passengers will be enough. I don't think they're going on a freight.
Please write and tell us when they will be here.
But, Lon, you reckon something could have happened to them on their way down there?
Well, no, not necessary. More likely went Summer's Hill, says so.
Summer's Hill?
Why, sure. There's lots of other places they could have went to, you know.
Where?
Well, I don't know. It's what we got to find out.
Huh?
You oughtn't have told Ed that Elizabeth and Pearl was definitely coming to his place, Ed.
Well, that's where Elizabeth always goes again. She wants to make a trip summer's long.
I've told you 1,000 or 100 times before you oughtn't to jump at conclusions that way, Abner.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have your brother-in-law going down to the depot meeting every train that comes into Texas from now on. He more than likely have to give up his job to do it, and then he'll go broke, and pretty soon his whole family will starve to death.
Well, I never meant to do all that.
Well, don't worry. It won't go that far, I don't think.
Well,
I'm just giving you an example to show you what this conclusion jumping of yours can lead to.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me finish reading your letter.
Oh, is there some more to it?
Yeah. This might give us more information.
Yeah. Sure.
Where was I at? Oh, yeah. We are all fine here. I went hog wild the other day, and for Annie's birthday...
That's his woman, Annie.
Uh-huh. And for Annie's birthday, I bought her a second-hand washing machine.
Yeah, he always was one to fall for fancy gadgets.
Annie likes it just fine.
Well,
Opal is...
That's his oldest daughter, Opal. Yeah.
Opal is doing canteen work for the Army boys and likes it just fine.
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Aunt Ione has went to work in a defense plant near here as a riveter.
Yeah.
She says she likes it just fine.
Uh-huh.
Her birthday is next week, so if you think of it, you might send her a nice pair of overalls.
What size?
It don't say.
Why?
Well, must close now. Everything here is just fine. Everything's fine here.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, everything's always fine. He had never had a sad day in his life, I don't reckon.
Write soon and tell us when to expect Elizabeth and Pearl. Wish you could come along with them, but know you have to stay there and keep the old nose to the grindstone. Ha ha.
What are you laughing about, Mom?
Ed laughed.
Oh.
I mean, he put it in the letter.
Oh, he thinks he said something funny there.
Oh.
He's a joshing sort of a fella.
So he said ha ha right here. He must have thought it's wrong.
Oh, and he always laughs at his own jokes, you know.
Hope everything there is just fine. Yours truly, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, Ed writes a nice letter, Abner.
Yeah, but he never told me where Elizabeth is, though.
Well, at least we know now that she ain't there.
No.
So that illuminates your brother-in-law's place. And means we got to start looking everywhere else we can think of.
I don't know no place else to start looking.
No. Whose car is that out there? Over there across the street. Never seen that car around Pine Ridge before.
Don't believe I haven't either.
It's stopping out there.
I know this. Wait a minute. You don't reckon that's Elizabeth, and she went and bought herself an automobile, do you, Lum?
Of course not. Where would she get the money to buy something like that?
Well, maybe she earned it somewhere. I don't know. She might be a realtor like Anna Owens. Maybe Anna Owens got her in that defense plant down in Texas.
Oh, she couldn't have did that. She ain't even got her priorities.
Well, you never can tell, though. I think I better get Elizabeth a pair of them overhauls, too, if I'm doing it. Let's see, I believe she takes about, 30-34 ought to fit her just about right.
Wait a minute, Adam. Elizabeth couldn't be working in no defense plant in Texas, because she ain't even in Texas. We know that for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, no, look here. Ain't that a woman getting out of the car there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, see,
what'd
I tell you?
Well, wait a minute,
Joanna.
That ain't Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, it is.
Look how she's dressed. Elizabeth ain't got no clothes like that. Them furs, no.
Well, more likely she might have bought herself some new ones, Anne Long. Is Elizabeth coming back short or what? She's coming back, Long.
Now, don't get yourself to work. That ain't Elizabeth.
Yes, it is.
I can see better than you can, and that ain't her. Just take a good look out there now.
And Goldie, you know, I don't believe that does much look like her, Long.
Of course not. Look there, she's carrying a youngin' in her arms.
Oh, she is, ain't she? Well, I know that ain't little Pearl she's carrying, because she's a heap bigger than that. Fact is, she can come closer to carrying Elizabeth than Elizabeth can to carrying her.
Find that in. Here she comes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, try to recollect your manners now and act polite.
Yeah.
Say how do do, ma'am, and please excuse me, please, ma'am, and all.
What have I did?
Well, if you do something.
Oh,
thank God. Well,
howdy-do, Mom. Howdy-do, Mom. Hello. Goodness, I've had a hard time finding your place.
Oh, was you looking for us, Mom?
You are Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody, aren't you?
Elizabeth never sent you, did she?
I beg your pardon?
Never mind him, miss. What was you wanted to see us about?
Why, I want to send you... No, darling, don't come. Mama's right here with you.
Sure, cute little fella you got there.
It's been so fussy today. Awfully hard traveling with the baby.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Well, what I wanted was to send a money order.
Money order?
Yes, this is the post office, isn't it?
Well, no, Mom, the post office is across the street there.
Get over in Dick Carlson's store. He runs it.
Dear, I can't seem to get anything right today. Across the street, you say?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I guess I better go over and... Oh, say, would you do me a favor?
Well, sure. I'd be proud to do anything we can, Mom.
I hate to ask you this, but would you mind watching baby for me? It'll just take me a second to get the money order.
Why, we'd be more than glad to do that.
Why, sure.
Just let me take the little fella.
Getting so heavy, I can hardly carry him anymore.
Come here, you little rat. Come here to your Uncle Lum. Don't start that.
You won't cry much, I'll be right back.
But just take your time. He'll be all right with us.
You will take good care of him.
Oh, sure. Don't you worry. Don't worry, baby.
Don't worry, baby. You better let me hold him, Lola. What about him?
No, no, no.
Well, I can make him stop crying, Lola.
Hang on a little bit. Yes, I can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look at that. He's smiling.
He don't even know how to hold him. Look like he got a sack of potatoes there he's getting ready to weigh up.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree. And they... What kind of song do you sing about?
Hey, you know so much about them. Go ahead.
And hold you away to you make us all be a fine boy, that sweetheart. Oh, look at him there.
He just hysterical, that's all. Here, now, let me take him on.
Now, he likes me. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill. He loves that. Look at him, look at him.
You're going to drop it now, being careful now.
You make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine.
Oh, what's the matter?
Here, do you want to hold him?
Oh, Why, sure, yeah, get in here. Yeah, come here, little fella. I know how to hold you. Come here. Oh, they cut down the old pipe. Uh-oh. Why didn't you tell me long?
You know more about babies than me.
Well, here, now, you take him back. Look there, he's on your side. He likes you better than
you. No, now, you keep it.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll call his mom over and take care of you. Tell her to hurry back.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Tell her to hurry, Lola. Oh, yeah, be quiet.
Sing
that
song
again. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Hello?
And they hauled it away.
Hello, my sister. Quiet down, little.
This
is
Mom.
Hey, Dick, did I speak to that young lady over there, the one that's getting the money order?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Are you sure, Dick?
Tell her to hurry, Mom.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what she was wearing. You seen her do, huh? Well, she couldn't have her car parked right over across the
line.
Wait a minute. Abner, look across the street there.
Huh?
The car's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, Dick said he seen her heading out of town.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Dick. I gotta hang up now, because me and Abner just had a baby. I mean, that woman must have went right off the list.
Forgot.